For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. One of the oldest performing art forms is performed this weekend in Lexington. The Ringling Brothers Circus is at Rupp Arena. Here to give a preview of that event and other events this weekend is Rich Copley, who's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Rich, the circus, it seems to have been fading in popularity, yet it keeps on going.
It does keep on going, and I think, you know, it's one of those things, as with a lot of events, particularly ones that are geared toward children, you have a new audience every, you know, 8 to 10 years. And I think, you know, I found a few years ago when I went with my children that, you know, even as an adult, there is a lot to enjoy there.
Now, you had an opportunity to talk to the ringmaster, and of course, he's a big fan of the circus, and he also feels like there's a lot of prejudice against the circus.
It was interesting. I talked to Jonathan Lee Iverson, who is the ringmaster, and kind of an interesting story behind him. He actually grew up in New York and trained as an operatic and Broadway-style singer, and he said that circus was never part of the game plan for him growing up. He thought he would have a career, you know, at the Met or on Broadway or places like that. But he just auditioned in the right place, and a guy connected with the circus saw him and really wanted to have a singing ringmaster. And so they brought him on board, and he's now in the midst of his second tour of duty, so to speak, with the circus. And like you said, he's a huge fan of the circus and kind of takes exception, you know, like if somebody says somebody who's messing up as a clown or, you know, a chaotic situation as a circus, he kind of takes exception to that and thinks that the circus does not get the respect that it's due for being a great organization.
Has it evolved? Did he talk about how the American circus has evolved? I know there's been a lot of influence brought into this nation recently by European circuses like Cirque du Soleil as well. Has that affected organizations like Ringling Brothers?
Well, he talks very specifically about that, and that, you know, he thinks the circus has become sort of this model melting pot, so to speak, of nationalities and cultures that are on display during the event, and that he gets to experience in traveling with the circus.
A basketball star sings at the Lexington Opera House at on Sunday. This fellow played both for the UK Wildcats and for the NBA.
He did. Walter McCarty is bringing a music show to the Opera House, which is just a block over from where he used to star on the court as a forward for the Wildcats and helped them win a national championship in 1996. You know, it's interesting. I remember talking to somebody once who said all the athletes want to be, you know, rock stars, and all the rock stars want to be athletes. And, you know, Walter talked a little bit about that during his career in the NBA, he got to meet quite a number of influential people in the music business who helped really advance this passion for music that he says he's had all his life. He talked about growing up in church choirs and concert choirs and even doing shows while he was at UK for student organizations and stuff like that. So, you know, now that basketball is sort of, you know, not a prominent thing in his life anymore, he's pursuing the music.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.